another dimension exists. If the physical world were all there is, we run into a problem. The brain does not have sensory access beyond the body. It does not have eyes that can see through walls. And yet, in near-death research, vertical perception repeatedly involves people accurately reporting events outside their physical location, beyond their sensory reach. You could see it clearly in the story of the man who will go on to help build this entire field. In the early 1970s, Bruce Grayson was a young psychiatry resident at the University of Virginia. He was treating a young woman who had been brought into the emergency room after a suicide attempt, and before seeing her, he spilled spaghetti sauce on his tie. To hide it, he tucked the tie inside his shirt. Then he went to examine the patient, who was unconscious and unresponsive. Later, when she regained her consciousness, she told him something strange. She said she had been watching him from above, not from her body, but from somewhere else. She described the exact conversation he had with someone down the hall. And then she mentioned the stain on his tie, the tie that had been tucked inside his shirt, something she could not have known, not from her body, not from her brain. These are not descriptions of internal experiences. They are descriptions of external events in locations the brain had no access to. That's a spatial awareness problem, because no amount of neural activity can give a brain access to information outside its sensory field. And that problem has been sitting there for over 50 years.